Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hello, Charlie. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola.
So, yeah, this was many years ago. I just turned 21, and my younger brother is 19, and we're going to the Kingdom to watch a Mariners game. And I'm going to concession, buying two beers at a time, bringing one down for my brother. And it's about, like, the fourth or fifth inning, and the beverage police come down. And they asked my younger brother for his ID. He tells me he doesn't have one. And so they want to know where he got the beer. He says he bought it. They're like, well, come with us. So they march him out. And I wait for a second, and I follow him. And they take him out to the ramp, and there's like three King County sheriffs out there. They're all surrounding him, asking for his ID. They want to know where he got the beer. And so I step in, and I hand one of the sheriffs my ID. I said, I'm his older brother, and I bought the beer. And he says, well, great. You guys are both under arrest. And they take us down, and they got a little jail cell down in the Kingdom.
Mm-hmm.
And they lock us up in this jail cell in the Kingdom, and we're just sitting there talking about how our old man's going to, you know, beat the crap out of us. And we sit there for about 30 minutes or so. And then they just let us go. They're like, all right, guys, you can't go back to your seats. We're kicking you out of the game. No charges. Just get out of here.
All right, and that's fair.
Yeah, we high-five in the parking lot and go home, buy a case of beer, and it was all good. But, I mean, at least we can say, you know, we got to see the Kingdom jail before they blew it up.
Was your brother underage?
Yeah, his brother was 19.
Yeah, for sure. Okay,
yeah,
all right.
19.
Okay, all right. Could you hear the game from the jail cell?
No, we couldn't hear the game. I just remember they walked us in, and there was a couple sheriffs sitting at a desk, and, you know, they said, oh, what do you guys got here? And he's like, oh, we got a minor in consumption and contributing. And he's like, oh, all right, good job.
Sounds about right.
Yeah, it does.
Why were you talking to the cops, or why were the cops talking to you? 206-803-ROCK.
I feel like that seems pretty standard for stuff like that at stadiums.
Right, you're not causing a problem. You did something illegal, and it's not worth the paperwork. Plus, we know once you leave, like he said, you're going to go home, buy a case of beer, and share it anyway. Why make this worse? Now, do most major stadiums have a jail? The first one I heard about was Veterans Stadium back in Philly, and I thought it was funny. And then somebody said, Ravens Stadium has like four jail cells as well. And then you keep hearing about
Veterans Stadium, though, they had a courtroom.
Jesus.
That was the difference. So most stadiums have holding cells.
Now, somewhere to detain them, right?
Correct. Veterans Stadium, if I remember correctly, like they had a judge down there that was giving out like citations and judgments.
Dang,
because
Philly.
People, right, because there were so many fights and people like throwing stuff on the field. Like, minors in possession wasn't the issue.
It's not a felony. Philadelphia, notoriously, it's felonies that are committed in their
right,
stadium.
So if I could be wrong, but if I remember correctly, it was like they had a full-on courtroom down there and were like holding court, whereas I would think every major stadium has at least a holding cell or something.
I would just say if you build a stadium and you serve alcohol, have a holding cell.
Why were you talking to the cops, or why were the cops talking to you? 206-803-ROCK. Well,
especially football, because there's, right, on the low end, you're going to have, let's just say on average, there's 70,000 people there.
Yeah.
Like there's going to be medical emergencies. There's going to be fights. People are going to trip. Not even drunk people. People are just going to fall and trip and get hurt. Like, you need all that stuff.
Yes, you absolutely do. God, not last time. One of the times I was at a Ravens game, they're playing the Giants. This is back in Baltimore. It was maybe 7 years ago. Flew out for a wedding. That's why I got to see the game. And even though the wedding was on a Sunday, which is stupid, I said, that's great. I'm still going to the game. Like, if I'm in Baltimore and the Ravens are playing, I go, period. And this fight breaks out about four rows in front of me, right? And I see a Giants jersey. And in my head, I'm just like, come on, Baltimore. Like, don't do this, man. You know, they're cheering for the other team. They're not a player. It's not personal. It was three Giants fans fighting each other.
Oh.
Yeah, and we couldn't. So I was looking at each other like, do we break this up, man? So eventually, security came over and they broke it up. But even the security guard, as he's walking up the stairs with one of them, you know, the big dude is mumbling. He's half drunk. The security guard's just like, Giants fans fighting each other. God damn, man, you got 69,000 people willing to fight you, and you're going to fight each other. Dumbass.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app. Thanks to Republic Records. This is a national contest.